Cher launches America-hating fake news tirade about voter integrity laws. "I've always known we were a racist country." By David Ng on July 12, 2021. Left-wing Hollywood star and pop singer Cher has once again launched an unhinged rant, calling the United States vile and racist while also condemning new voter integrity laws as sins. Cher fired off her latest rant on Monday, warning the U.S. will remain a vile, racist country forever unless monumental changes are made immediately. Among the changes she is targeting are recently passed voter integrity laws that put in place security measures such as voter ID. Cher was responding to fellow left-wing Hollywood star Mandy Patinkin, who is urging people to sign a petition protesting the planned execution of Julius Jones, an Oklahoma death row prisoner. As Breitbart News reported, a recent poll showed a majority of voters rejecting the Democrat-fueled narrative regarding election integrity, with more than three-quarters indicating they support basic election integrity safeguards such as voter ID and signature verification. The poll also showed a vast majority reject racism as a reason for such laws. Indeed, support for voter ID laws are overwhelming across racial and political affiliations. A Monmouth University poll released late June showed 77% of white voters and 84% of non-white voters support laws requiring people prove their identity to vote. Pointedly, 91% of Republicans, 87% of independents, and 62% of Democrats support requiring photo IDs to vote in U.S. elections. Cher is one of many Hollywood stars who have publicly denounced voter integrity laws in states including Georgia, claiming they represent a new form of voter suppression. As Breitbart News reported, the Oscar-winning Moonstruck star claimed the GOP has a dream of white supremacy, arguing Republican leaders want to bring Jim Crow back. She has also lashed out at Republican lawmakers, calling them evil, soulless, and bigots. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.